That's him right there.
Hey, you, Chinaman. They say you're some kind of fancy fighter. Is that true?
Hell, let's don't mess around with him.
To prove his point, Pollard launched the throwing knife. Wong held up his chopsticks and with a quick scissors action, trapped the knife between them. With a flick of his wrist and aided somewhat by the leverage action of the chopsticks, he sent the knife back from where it came. The knife stabbed hilt deep into Pollard's shoulder. The action had happened in mere seconds. Loomis was agape.
What the hell just happened? Where'd that knife come from?
It came from the Chinaman himself.
Don't nobody else try and do nothing like that. I'll take care of this puny little toad all by myself.
Muldoon walked over to the table and then stood there looking down at Wong, who continued eating.
Hey you, Chinaman. It ain't polite to eat whilst people is talking to you.
1,000 pardons, Zhang Xian.
What did you call me?
Please, he did not call you anything. It is a term of respect. He said, sir.
Muldoon made a fist of his right hand and cocked his arm out. He held his left hand out, palm up, and began curling his fingers.
They say you're quite the fighter. Stand up. I'd like to see just how good you are.
Wong stood up, then approached Muldoon, standing within a couple of feet of him.
Yeah, that's a good boy.
Muldoon sent a powerful right fist toward Wong. Wong leaned back, doing it so gradually that most hadn't even seen him move. Muldoon had put so much power into the swing that it actually threw him off balance, and he had to take a couple of quick steps to remain standing. When he recovered, he tried the left jab, and Wong leaned to one side just far enough to let the fist slip by him. Ha! Muldoon missed every damn time.
You think you're something, don't ya? Well, dodge this!
He grabbed a nearby table and swept it easily up over his head with the legs of the table pointing up.
Dodge this one!
He swung the table down toward Wong. Muldoon was left holding two halves of a table. The mystery of how it was done was quickly solved by the sight of Wong standing with his right hand held up, the knife edge of the hand forward. Muldoon looked at the two halves of the table as if trying to figure out what in the hell had just happened. Then, tossing one of the table halves aside, he raised the other half over his head, intending to use it as a club. Wong shot the heel of his hand toward the big man, connecting with his forehead. Muldoon went down.